Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300. The time is finally here to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a very simple game we play every Friday. Hardly a game at all. We just play our audio for you. Four carefully selected Issues Etc. soundbites, and you get to pick which one is going to be Soundbite of the Week. Now, your reasons for picking the one that you vote for are entirely your own. You can agree, disagree, find it remarkable for any number of reasons, but the one that strikes you as Soundbite of the Week, that's where we want you to call. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. And when you vote, tell us where you're calling from and which one you're voting for and why. You can email your votes to us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at @issuesetc, and the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Here's soundbite number one. Ken Ham on what parents should teach their kids about human evolution.
They need to teach them that scientists, when they dig up these skulls, dig up these bones, that they don't dig them up with labels on them, and because they believe in evolution, they're trying to fit that evidence to their ideas already. They have a certain belief, and that really, when you analyze it, they're either apes or they're humans, and there are no in-between forms. And actually, what you find totally fits with what the Bible tells us. God made distinct kinds, and he made humans separate to the animals. But they need to help them understand there's a difference between what you find and the story you tell. You can look at the bones, but then the story on the sign is man's interpretation, not what you dig up.
That's soundbite number one. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two from Greg Kokel on Leonard Pitts Jr.'s attempt at moral relativism.
I think deep down inside, nobody's really a relativist. Leonard Pitts's article is very moralistic. In other words, when he is chiding these closet homosexuals for not coming out, he is actually faulting them morally for not being true to themselves. Now, if relativism were really true and these people were very thoroughgoing in their convictions of relativism, they couldn't chide people for not coming out. They couldn't object morally about those who object morally to homosexuality. I mean, that's what relativism really requires. It requires utter and complete neutrality. So there is a kind of morality, an alternate morality that is being expressed here. But I think there's this relativistic impulse that, of course, allows them the comfort, at least, of railing against traditional morality as if they were relativists, but they're not, because they just offer an alternate morality and are objectivists about that.
All right, that is soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Talk back at issuesetc.org, Twitter us at issuesetc, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number three from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Is Christianity bloodier than Islam?
Well, I mean, this is just nonsense. And anyway, the issue is not the quantity of blood, the amount of blood per cubic inch. The issue is the reason why it's been spilled. And in the case of Islam, it's been spilled for conversion and to prevent any kind of apostasy. And this is the reason why Article 9 of the Civil and Political Covenant of the United Nations, it guarantees the right to change your religion. This has been ignored in Muslim countries, and there are no regional human rights systems in operation in any part of the world where Muslims predominate, not in the Near East, not in the Far East, countries like Singapore and so forth. And the reason for this is that if there were regional human rights systems, they would protect people's right to change their religion. And Islam will not allow this. Islam is inherently anti conversion from Islam. It's against an open society.
That is soundbite number three. Should it be soundbite of the week? You can vote 1-877-623-6943. You can vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter, @IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four. Dr. Gene Edward Veith on Don't Look for God in Your Life's Circumstances.
Well, that's looking for God in all the wrong places. We have to look to God where He promises to be, namely in His Word, in our baptism, in the fact of our baptism, in His body and blood that He gives to us, and in that cross. Luther warns, don't think about God in other ways than through Christ on the cross, because if you do, that God is going to be scary, He's going to be remote, He's going to just blow you away. But think about God through the cross, and then you'll know His real heart for you. Then you'll know how He cares for you and what He's done for you. And through the cross is where we have our real security, and we know God is the most intimate level, because that's where He meets us.
All right, it's Friday afternoon, the 26th of March. Time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're giving away an LPR bundle package to the best vote today. That is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. We call it the LPR bundle package. It'll go to the best vote this Friday as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at IssuesETC.org or Twitter us at IssuesETC. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation: Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc., playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Time for your votes for the next 10 minutes of the program. You can vote by sending us an email here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can Twitter us a vote at issuesetc, or as usual, you can give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Should it be soundbite number one, Ken Ham on what parents should teach their kids about human evolution? Soundbite number two, Greg Kokel on Leonard Pitts Jr.'s attempt at moral relativism. Soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on is Christianity bloodier than Islam? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Gene Edward Veith on don't look for God in your life's circumstances. Let's go to the phones. Walt is listening in Southwest Nebraska on KNGN.
Hello.
Hi, Walt.
How are you?
Very well. What's your vote?
Number four.
Number four. Why so?
Just because of the Passion Week coming up and Easter following. But, God is in the cross, and that's where our faith lies.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in, Nebraska. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. That's one vote for soundbite number four with the coming Holy Week. Here's Steve in St. Louis. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
Right. Well, I'm going to vote for the comment on Leon Pitts.
And why?
Well, because what happens is there's a natural rub between the moral relativists and what really happens, and they don't see the irony of their own position. They think they're being moral relativists when, in fact, they're moral absolutists. And could you imagine a world where everything is relative? I mean, it would be pure chaos.
Steve, thank you very much. Mike is listening in Collinsville, Illinois, right next to us somewhere. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to go with number three.
And why is that?
I caught these real fast and didn't hear all of it, but I think he was talking about the Muslims.
Yes.
And that, what he was saying is true. They don't take conversions. I mean, even in my church and on, you know, talk radio, Christian talk radio, I'm hearing where they're killing us Christians because of our faith, because there's Muslims who are trying to become Christians, and what happened to them? So I like one or three. Number four, I didn't like the beginning of number four. I don't know where that guy's coming from, but I see God real in my life all the time. He's always revealing himself to me. But I'm not going to knock number four, but one or three, so I'll go with three.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. I think what Dr. Veith is saying is if you look for anything certain in the circumstances of your life, trying to figure out what God is doing, it's never going to be as certain as what God has done at the cross. Let's see, Don in Junction City, Kansas. Hi, Don.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. I vote for soundbite number one by Ken Ham. Evolution has stolen the glory from God and made his creation the product of blind chance. And I think it's very tragic that evolution is being taught in the school as a fact of history, and so many young minds are being deceived by this evil. Thank you.
All right, Don, thanks for listening in Kansas. Here's Scott in Oakwood, Illinois. Scott, thanks for waiting.
Hi, Pastor. I'm John Warwick Montgomery, number three, I think. The blood of Jesus has been spilled for my conversion as well. He did this so my sins would not have to be spilt for my sins. He was once for every sinner slain, as the hymn says. His blood be on us and our children.
Well, Scott, thank you very much. Good vote. Thank you. Let's see. From Facebook, Brian in Blissfield, Michigan says, I'll give Dr. Montgomery a slight edge over Ken Ham, and I wish Dr. John Warwick Montgomery was on every week or even daily. He used to have his own show, you know, but he's a busy man. He says, but only because I can't vote for what you just said about youth pastors and blasphemy. Oh, all right. Well, we don't usually include me in the soundbite of the week, but maybe next week. Brian, thanks for listening in Michigan. Dana in Corunna, Indiana says, my vote is for soundbite number four, Dr. Veith. At first, I was going to vote for number two, Greg Kokel, but after hearing Dr. Veith, I thought that he answered the problem presented by Greg, namely this: those who claim to be moral relativists really aren't, and they've just created their own morality. Similarly, many modern evangelicals look for God in all the wrong places, such as in themselves or in the latest fad. By doing so, they create their own Christianity as they depart from the historic Christian faith. As Dr. Veith pointed out, we can only find God through Christ in word and sacrament. Dana, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Indiana. Still plenty of time for your votes. 1-877-623-6943. You can vote by phone. You can email us your vote right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us your vote at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote right there too. 1-877-623-6943. This email comes from Paul in Milwaukee. He says, since this is Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, judged by the smartest listeners in radio, the important truth of knowing where God is to be found is already in the mind of large numbers of the listeners, but you can never repeat it too many times, Paul. Thank you. He writes, the intolerance of a human right of religious preference by Islam, I submit, is less known to a newer and older generation of Lutherans needing education. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery noses out Dr. Veith, so that's a vote for soundbite number three. Sarah in Roseville, Minnesota says, number four, all glory to our loving and merciful God who doesn't require us to seek him out. Instead, he has clearly revealed himself to us in his Son, Jesus Christ. Sarah, thank you very much. Frank in Illinois says, my vote would have been for number four, Dr. Gene Edward Veith, and don't look for God in your circumstances. I have to look to the cross constantly. Look to my baptism, look for him in the bread and wine, not in nature or achievements of man, feelings, circumstances, or good works. If we don't look for him where he said he would be, we only find ourselves or some other obscured, cloudy introspection. Thank you very much, Frank, and thanks for listening in Illinois. This email comes from Daniel in Iowa City. I would like to vote for number four, Dr. Gene Edward Veith. When Jesus and the cross are compromised, every benefit that flows from our justification in Christ is either lost or minimized to the point of insignificance. Quoting chapter 2, verse 1, therefore we must pay closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. What message is that? Jesus Christ, whose sacrifice cleanses us from sin. Daniel in Iowa City, thanks for listening up there as well. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us at issuesetc or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. See, Beth in Cape Girardeau, Missouri says, number four, Dr. Veith, a simple statement that points us to the profound solution in the circumstances of sinful lives. Very well put, Beth. Thank you very much. All right, the winner, Soundbite of the Week this week, is number four, Dr. Gene Edward Veith, on Don't Look for God in the Circumstances of Your Life.
Well, that's looking for God in all the wrong places. We have to look to God where he promises to be, namely in his word, in our baptism, in the fact of our baptism, in his body and blood that he gives to us, and in that cross. Luther warns, don't think about God in other ways than through Christ on the cross. Because if you do, that God is going to be scary, he's going to be remote, he's going to just blow you away. But think about God through the cross, and then you'll know his real heart for you. Then you'll know how he cares for you and what he's done for you. And through the cross is where we have our real security, and we know God is the most intimate level because that's where he meets us.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number four, Dr. Gene Edward Veith. Why not to look for God in the circumstances of your life, but where he has promised to be found in his Son, Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for you. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Dana in Corunna, Indiana. If you would email us your mailing address and your shirt size, we'd be happy to send out to you the LPR bundle package. And again, thanks to everybody who voted during Soundbite of the Week. Next week on the program, it is going to be Holy Week. And for that reason, we have some very good, special Holy Week Issues Etc. programs lined out for you. On Monday, Pastor Will Whedon will join us. We're going to study the great hymn, Ride On in Majesty. I highly recommend that you tune in on Monday as we study that hymn with, I know, what is one of our listeners' favorite guests. On Tuesday, classical Christian worship, Pastor Scott Kinneman will take us through that. Wednesday, Pastor Todd Peppercorn will wrap up our series with him on the penitential Psalms. On Thursday, the Lord's Supper hymn, What is This Bread? Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest, another great study of a great hymn. And then on Friday, Dr. Just will be back to discuss the Passion of Christ according to the Gospel of Luke. That's Holy Week next week on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.